Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
It's that time of year again. Time when we close the prior year's books and finalize tax reporting. Most of us probably know that farmers and ranchers' last day to file taxes is April 15th. Farmers and ranchers often pay for services from individuals who are not full-time employees, such as independent contractors, self-employed workers, or landowners. According to IRS regulations, a 1099 form must be issued to non-employees who are paid over $600 in a calendar year. This ensures the recipient reports the income for tax purposes. Detailed farm and ranch records assist in identifying amounts and to whom special IRS forms must be prepared. The 1099 MISC, or MISC, form is an example of a filing requirement that should not be overlooked. Paying an individual, or in some cases, an LLC corporation, a total of $600 or more for rent, services, or interest during the year triggers the filing requirement. Generally, it is an individual or an LLC that is not exempt as a corporation that would need to receive a 1099, which they must receive by January 31st. These forms must be sent early in the year to allow recipients adequate time for tax preparation. Form 1099 MISC, or MISC, is one of the most common 1099 forms used in agriculture. Some other 1099 forms are 1099 INT, which is used to report interest payments over $600, such as business loans. Form 1099-C is used for the cancellation of debt, which must be reported as taxable income by the debtor. Producers can order these forms from the IRS website. For specific questions about 1099 requirements, consulting a tax advisor or attorney is recommended. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Ag Economist Shannon Sand.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.